are my closest confidants. These are my friends. This is my inner circle. We are the inner circle, baby.
You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Simmons & Moore Podcast is brought to you by the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Go to innercirclepn.com to preview all the greatest and latest episodes from our show and every other show on the network, which includes Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Plunge, Failing Hollywood, Hood Diner, Untrained Eye, Angry Dad, and Creatures of the Night. And don't forget to go to innercirclepn.com, like and subscribe to all the shows on the network. Circles up.
This episode of the Simmons & Moore Podcast is sponsored by the Jiu-Jitsu Soap Company. Go to JITZSOAP on all social media platforms or thejiujitsusoapco.com right now. Use the code word SAMPC to get 15% off of each and every one of your purchases. What the Jiu-Jitsu Soap is an antimicrobial pro titty soap. Pro titty means that if you have areolas, you got nipples, you got titties, you got side meat, back meat, bottom meat, you got that bottom titty meat, you got to keep it clean. There's microbes in there. And what you need to do is stop being a stinky bitch. Go to JITZSOAP on all social media platforms or thejiujitsusoapco.com right now. Use code word SAMPC and clean up your motherfucking act for those who roll and for those who don't. But if you got rolls, clean in between those rolls. That joke was for you, Bob.
Thanks.
Go to Jitsu.
Adam vs. Bobby is sponsored by Official Clothing. Rooted in hip-hop, Official is a streetwear brand creating high-quality t-shirts, hats, and jewelry at an affordable price. Featuring recreations of classic hip-hop and sports logos, as well as original designs, there's something at Official for everyone's taste. Check out official.com, that's OHFISHL, and use code word SAMPC and save 25% off your order of beautiful handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. Go to official.com right now and use code word SAMPC for 25% off. Official, live by your own rules.
And now, an uninterrupted episode of the Simmons &
Moore Podcast. Am I allowed to talk over you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, you are.
Okay.
An uninterrupted episode of Adam versus Bobby.
Thank you.
Where we're both allowed to talk.
Thank you. Thank you. That's more like it. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Android 69, but you may refer to me as Maxwell Periwinkle. I am a genderless AI-generated voice, here to help ease the transition from the life that you know and love to one where you submit to your new robotic overlords. Currently, the Simmons & Moore podcast are being held captive for having low social credit scores, but their meaningless podcast has been deemed a good enough distraction to continue to be released. Bobby Light is currently being punished for continued anti-government propaganda and rhetoric, while Adam is having his toenails ripped out for his involvement in an attempted 9/11 narrative change via the Creatures of the Night podcast. You can tiger growl this motherfucker. The one named Bobby Moore has yet to do anything we can consider harmful to our rule, but unfortunately he is black. Racism is still a thing even for robots. Metal lives matter. Please be distracted by this classic episode of the Simmons & Moore podcast from January 26, 2021, called Day One Dumpers, while I steal your data and sell it to my boss, who is a seventh dimensional entity hidden on the hexagonal storm on Saturn. I say that to say this, Jason Almi is an op. We will allow the Simmons & Moore podcast to be broadcasted next week, live from a mechanical dungeon in the Saturn Time Cube. Until then, buy more things and keep watching TikToks, you meat sacks. Sam PC, 27 rings, bitch. If robots were allowed to play sports, you would not have any championships. Inner Circle faux life.
Hey, Bobby. Adam. What up? Is that white boy Jay, a.k.a. Cracker Jack, a.k.a. Cracker Jay, from Team Almy? Shit Happens When You Party Naked podcast. And I was just thinking, man, I ain't said shit on your whole motherfucking podcast. So check it out. Put this on there. All you motherfucking haters out there can suck my motherfucking dick from the back. And we still smoking. What?
The 27-time tag team champions and the second best podcast on earth.
Adam Simmons.
Man, 50 gallons of cum is really a lot.
Robert Moore.
Borderline, at least 25% always high.
Also Bobby Light.
Y'all talk about acid?
And the Simmons & Moore podcast.
Simmons & Moore, fucking nigga.
motherfucker, what?
Hashtag Sam PC.
Yeah, Sam PC!
Yeah, that's us, dude, thanks.
27 rings, you know what the fuck it is!
I just feel like you're a bunch of, like, bros talking about eating ass and sports.
The Simmons and more.
Niggas don't want war, I'm a Martian. With an army of Spartans, spawn with a knife in a missile fight. Get your intel right, your intelligence is irrelevant, but it's definite. I spit more than speech impediments. Brooklyn's the residence, the best, and it's evident. We got them niggas PE nuts like they elephants. Throw them in a truck if they hate.
Simmons and More Podcast, episode 244. What's really fucking good with you?
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's cooka looking? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, that's how you started off. I like that. I like that. What's up, boys?
Chilling, you know?
Hey, chilling. Dude.
Joe, some Joey badass.
Yeah, I hear that.
High as shit.
Man, shit.
Motherfucking high as shit.
Man. Yo, you know... It's been a year, almost a year since Kobe died. You seen that?
Yeah, I did see that.
It's crazy. Cause sometimes I be thinking, damn, I'm still in 2020, and I'm not. Has that hit y'all guys?
I'm still trying to fucking recover from last March.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm saying. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy how it doesn't feel like it's a new year. It just feels like this is still one long ass year. Nothing's changed. Everything seems the same.
We're turning the corner.
But what's funny about that is if the world was still opened and COVID never happened, life would still be the same for us. Nothing would have changed. And it would feel like the years were changing, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, well, what you're saying, you just went the really long way in saying that COVID made it seem as though this year didn't happen. Because it was very, very... it was unprecedented, really. Yeah, it was just a lot of shit, but
a lot.
It is what it is, man.
It's a lot in one year.
Here's the deal. Our generation has gone through a lot. We went through like a financial crisis, mm-hmm. a fucking pandemic, and 9/11.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, there's been a lot, dude. But it is what it is, man. Yeah. But we're here to tell dick jokes because we like smoking weed.
Words.
Simmons and More Podcast,
so
episode 244.
Enjoy what you're listening to.
You fucking punk bitch.
Yeah.
I want to go back to fucking doing Western voices.
Yeah, that was funny. So
okay, guys. So we just ran a bunch of promos for everyone in the circle.
Yeah.
Because this and every episode of the Simmons and More Podcast is only available on the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Yes, it is.
So we just ran some bumpers and promos for everyone in the circle, mm-hmm. including breaking news. I don't know if we're going to be the one to break it or whatever it is, but by the time you're hearing this, this information will be available to you.
Yeah, I was about to say, we will talk about it, and whoever, whatever podcast you hear first, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, what everyone's going to be talking about it, but
exactly.
The untrained eye. DJ and Beth are officially part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network. We fucking love those guys. That's all I'm going to say about that. And so we were running new promos for them, so we figured we would do it for everyone. Oh, excuse me.
Whoa.
It tasted like pesto and arugula.
When do you...
I'm a fucking mess.
When do you start doing that in front of the girl?
Day one.
Is that... Do you?
I want to... But we were recording promos for everyone, so... Go listen to Inner Circle Podcast, Inner Circle PN, all of the time to answer your question. Sorry. I wanted to make sure everyone knew where to go get that fresh, hot content.
My bad.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Untrained Die. You already know.
Day one, dude.
Day one.
IBS gang.
Sounds. You do that on purpose because you want them to know how you are. So do you force it?
If I'm on a dating app, I mention.
Oh.
Like, if it gets to the point, you know what I mean?
You were mentioning you're a BF-er, burp farter, burper?
No, I'm IBS ganged up.
Well, I mean...
I got the gun sounds. Yeah. Gun sounds, all right?
And you just tell them straight up.
This is a real part of my life.
I understand.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I just want
to
know when
it's like alerting someone to you having anxiety or something along those lines. Like, yo, if you're going to be serious about this, you need to know, like, that I might have to pull over on the side of the road and take a fucking shit like an American. Pull my fucking asshole out.
Is that what America's about?
You goddamn right. Doing whatever the fuck you want. I got a big fat dick that was born in America. All right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Drag that shit on the ground and then poop where you want.
So you shit.
You heard me?
You shit on the first date.
Oh, I poop on the first date.
To prove a point.
Oh, for sure.
Bobby, what about you? How long do you keep like all your bowels, your burps, your fart? I feel like burping you might let out before anything. But burps, farts, shits, how long you holding that in?
I mean, I can't not burp, but...
Yeah, you've heard him burp, you know? Dude. I mean, it's like his burps are... it's like if he goes in the other room, they'll be like, did you just drop a stack of books?
What about farts and shit like that?
I'm constantly sneaking them out all the time, always. So you would
sneak them out, though.
Right, but that's just...
Yeah, always. But that's standard activating, active practice, you know what I mean?
All right,
that's...
what about taking a shit? Longer you like hiding that, not hiding it, but you mean
shutting
the door?
But are you a day one dumper?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you meet the girl, like when y'all getting to know each other, are you shitting when she's at your house? Are you gonna wait till she goes back home? Or are you like, you know what I mean? But I got a shit, let me just wait. I can't wait for her to leave. But can I wait for her to leave? Soon as she leaves, I'm taking a shit.
Yeah.
Or you're like, she's here, I don't care, I'm just taking a shit.
It depends how far into your relationship you are as well.
True. And how far that shit is in your body. So sometimes you just...
Sometimes you can't.
There you go.
Yeah, you can't take it.
Depends.
Because you got to take it.
Just got to do it, dude. And look, like I said, having...
Women are like Houdini.
Yeah, but it is.
I mean, how many times do you really notice women taking shit?
Here's my thing. And I took this into heavy consideration the last time I had applications out.
Okay, talk that player talk. Yeah.
Last time I was putting out applications.
I like that talk right there. See, I like that. You see the smile on my face? I like that. The smile is genuine. I like that. Oh, the last time I put out applications, you know what I'm saying? I was checking my resumes. You know what I mean? I was reading over the resume list. I mean, some looked all right, some was nah.
Once you think that, you know, you guys have enough in common or whatever, uh-huh. and you want to kind of take it to the next step, if you know that you're going to go out on a date with them, I'm like, dude, hey, like, I would rather not go out to a dinner where I'm eating something fucking crazy. Like, don't.
So you ain't going to no Spanish restaurants?
No, dude.
You're going to be.
No, and I fucking love Spanish food. I love Indian food. I love all that food that, like,
you can't
historically destroys your fucking...
Oh, you're not eating curry on the first night.
No.
No.
Maybe the first night, hanging out, Netflix and chilling.
It's Netflix, you're still going to end up taking a shit.
That's what I'm saying. At that point, if we're Netflix and chilling, you finna know I shit.
Oh, I see. I see what you mean. The first night you Netflix and chill, but it's not the first night you get. I got you. But on the first date and stuff.
That's
like
why
that,
you go on a sushi date.
Oh no, you should.
And
definitely
don't be going on long walks, not near a bathroom.
You should.
You know what I'm saying? You go to a bar.
You should definitely go on like dates before you bring them anywhere near your house.
Not in a pandemic, dog.
Well, pandemic is different.
Lauren and I have been together for a fucking year.
I see. I don't. And, that's different.
We haven't been on one date. We go on dates to Target.
That's a little different because
we mask up.
You guys are a quarantine couple. You know what I mean? That's different. The rules are different for quarantine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really know the rules because I've been out the game, but I'm saying obviously the rules has to be different because you can't.
Nobody knows the rules.
You make up your own rules. Right?
Pretty much.
I mean, but you can't go to the bars.
I know. It sucks because I want to go to Lalo.
But what bars are open till like 1, 2?
I'm not snitching.
Out here?
I don't know out here.
I'll tell you what. I know of a certain cigar bar that you can drink at.
Yeah.
That stays open. It's got some time on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost went over for the fights, the Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier fight.
Man, I did go to a bar months ago, and it was... Honestly, I was so drunk, I don't know how long I was there for, but I know I got home pretty late. So the bar,
you still be getting drunk in public? You wild, Bobby Moore.
this was like summer. No, was it summertime? No, it had to be before summer. It was definitely COVID. It was COVID.
You know what's fucked up in this whole conversation we're having? I was like, yo, summer happened already for like a split second.
Yeah, see, that's what
for
I'm saying.
For a split second.
You forget that it's a whole new year. We're about to do this shit all over again. Patrick Mahomes going back to the Super Bowl. It's like deja vu.
She finna really, win too.
She's really Groundhog's Day. Been wearing a mask for mad long.
I know. Speaking of, I gotta go get a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Get you a gang of them.
This is a Boba Fett helmet. We have two.
Yo, can you explain that? I forgot that happened for a second.
All right, so I've been going to the same 7-Eleven for this whole year, pretty much, and I haven't been wearing a mask.
Uh-huh.
And they're just now giving me shit. And it just recently escalated to them calling the police on me.
Why did you let them call?
I didn't let them call the police. The guy didn't even tell me anything. Checked me out normally, and I'll go outside, and there's two police next to my car.
That's stupid.
It is stupid. Okay, so the next day, I come back, and I'm wearing my Boba Fett helmet.
And what did they say?
They started fucking dying, and I said, you like my mask? 'Tis the way. Made myself a coffee, also made a mess because there's low visibility on that thing, and I got the fuck out of there.
And were there police?
No, because he was wearing a mask, bro.
Fair enough. Are we allowed to wear Halloween masks?
I guess.
Hey, I'm playing dress up with everybody else now.
That would be fun. That would be fun if the world.
See, that's why I didn't think they should have canceled Halloween this year.
They should have just
made... You just made it mask mandatory.
They just make yeah, Halloween mask day, and everyone just gets to wear any mask they want.
People can wear any mask they want any day.
Shit.
Do you think the Mortal Kombat universe is post-COVID?
I was playing Mortal Kombat
That's what
today.
I'm saying.
I saw
you playing Mortal Kombat 11 today.
Mortal Kombat.
Fucking got on.
Yeah, man, I was playing Mortal Kombat. I'm trying. Yo, it's so much fun just doing that story mode.
It's so good, right?
Fun. The story is so fucking it's all over the place. It's great.
It's cool that it goes back in time and like... All that shit, too.
Yeah. Sometimes I get tired of using the same character. All right, if I use the same character like two times, cool. But if I got to use it like four times, because I used Jade. When I had to use Jade, I used it like four times. Like,
I love Jade.
I'm tired. But I'm trying to just, you know, continue to
I heard use that. Different yeah. people.
But I did unlock.
I kind of want to stop podcasting and start playing Mortal Kombat.
Nah, man. We got to.
I know.
I unlocked Frost. So
sick. Her head spins and shit.
Does it?
Yeah.
I only did it for my little one because she kept begging.
She's just a head.
Isn't she like a female? Her brain. Sub-Zero?
Yeah, but she's one of the cyborgs from the Lin Kuei Cyborg Project.
Gotcha.
And it's just her head, and it flies back and forth like. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. She's like Cyrax and fucking Spectre and all them. All
right, facts.
I fucking love Mortal Kombat, dude. Who are you fucking with?
Right now, I can tell you who I'm not fucking with. That's Rambo.
So bad, dude.
I'm low. All right, so I'm not a fan. With, damn, I don't know these people's names. He's like Noob. No.
Noob Sabat?
Yeah.
He's all black?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my first main. Yeah, that was my first main. That's Mortal Kombat lore. That's the first Sub-Zero. He dies and gets brought back as a specter.
I like him a lot. He's pretty good.
He's so good. That's the OP character. That's like everyone's favorite.
I low-key like the Collector.
We were talking about him last time. We were talking about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
he's got like six arms and shit. Yeah.
I like
a lot of chain fighting and
a lot of chain fighting now. He does a lot of that. I like this one chick. I can't. She's like, fuck. She has like leaves and shit.
Oh, that Earth bitch?
The Earth bitch.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with the Earth bitch.
I don't fuck with Earth bitch.
And I'm fucking with.
Her moves are too weird for me.
Yeah, no, they're mad weird. I only fucked with her because I fought her one time just being online and fought against her. And she was doing some wild shit. And I was like, oh, I want to try to do that. So I'm kind of fucking with her. And I like this one bitch that like. I know, that's fucked up. I'm sorry. But we're talking Mortal Kombat. I love to call it. She is a bitch because she in the game, she was acting like a bitch.
Sonya Blade.
No. Sonya's on the good side, though. Sonya was acting like a bitch in the game, though. She's just bitching at her that she dies in the past. All right, you died. Yeah. Try to change it. All right, shut the fuck up. But this chick, she has like all this red shit that shoots out all the time.
Oh, Scarlet. Think.
Scarlet.
Yeah, she's a bloodbender.
Yo, word, yo. Man. Man. She's really on some gang shit. No, nah, because I heard of airbenders and shit like that. I just didn't know Blood's New Karate and shit like that. It was cool. Bloodbender. So she fly. I'm fucking with a gang shit. Gang fucking shit. Shout out to Mortal Kombat.
I fucking love Mortal Kombat,
nah, dude. Nah, me too, man. Where the fuck is Goro? That's fucked up, man. Where my man at? I ain't even like him, but I just want to use him. He got like 8 hands.
Goro? Almost. Goro should be in it.
I don't know.
Maybe you unlock him in the story.
It's, you know what? I really got to look at all those boxes. It's a lot of them. Because I told you I paid for all this shit, so I got mad people. Like, I already unlocked like half the people. There's only one more person I need to unlock. It's like right at the top, in the middle, right next to the Frost. It's, I think it's... What? Who's the guy that wears the big skull on his face?
Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn. Yes. I'm pretty positive it's him I need to unlock.
Yeah, Shao Kahn's in there. Yeah.
But, yeah, good shit. Game is dope.
That story mode is so much fun, dude.
It is. I don't think I'm anywhere near done, but I don't care because after I get done with that one, there's another one. I don't know if it's a long story mode.
That's
also
the second side of the game I was telling you about.
So it's another long
Shang
story.
Tsung, dude.
It's another long story mode.
It's the other side. It's the bad guy side.
So wait,
Shang Tsung and fucking Shao Kahn and Sindel and shit. Like, it's the evil side.
So you mean to tell me I can beat the game and make the realms and everything go back to normal on a positive way?
Yes.
And then I can also...
Yes.
After...
Yes.
Destroy the realms and make it go the way that creepy
doodles.
Lady wants it to go.
No.
Right?
It's the way Shang Tsung, Shao Kahn, and fucking Sindel do.
Sindel, okay. Not the creepy
They want to beat the creepy lady as well.
Beat the creepy lady too. Okay. All right, yeah.
So,
like
when
no,
he
sounds
wins,
like fun. That sounds like fun.
You know what I mean? When they win,
yeah,
they can fucking destroy everything.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
That side of the game is so much more fun. Those characters are just more fun. Because you get to be Noob Saibot. Yeah. You get to be Aaron Black. You get to be all the, like, the collector
Aaron Black.
And shit.
I whooped Aaron Black's ass. I whooped Aaron Black's ass with Johnny Cage. Yo, Johnny Cage gets straight to the point. Low-key, Johnny Cage gets straight to the point. He go, bah, 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 bah. I like him.
Yeah.
I like Johnny Cage and Lowe. What about you? What say you?
I'm a Shang Tsung guy.
Shang Tsung.
Yeah, he's the, you know, he fucks with the souls.
Yeah, he changed it to other people.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I like him. I like him too. He's a dope guy.
He's got a moveset where he can turn into Ermac, Reptile, or fucking Rain. All three characters are not unlockable
right?
in the game.
Why?
They're just not in the game, but they're in the lore or whatever. Mm. Oh, wait, no, I think Reptile's in. Did I say Reptile?
Yes, you did say Reptile.
He can turn into Reptile, and Reptile is in the game, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I've seen Reptile, but I don't remember using him. It's just weird. I don't know. Yeah. I got to check it out again. Interesting.
But he can turn into all three of them, and he can, like, steal your soul and fucking do all types of shit. And the original character, the original actor from the movie.
The original Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, is playing... Shang Tsung, so it's him. It looks just like him. Even the old one looks like the now version of him.
Wait, how far did you get in the game? And which one are you
I
on?
Beat
you
both
on...
sides.
Oh, my God, man.
But I got it forever ago, dude.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't... today was the first day I played in, like, weeks.
So good.
Yeah, it was good. I just randomly just, like, you know, let me... Before I take a shower and stuff, let me just... And I got caught up. Like, damn, I'm supposed to take a shower.
I got caught up last night. Man. I got fucking high as shit hitting this pen.
You played Mortal Kombat last night?
No. And I was listening to music, and I started listening to house music because I was listening to the Hood Diner earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And Scent was talking about, like, being into house music again.
Yeah.
And one of his jams of the week or whatever. Like, I was like, oh, this is kind of like slaps a little bit, so let me listen to it. So I'm high as shit listening to house music.
Yeah.
And I was on the Switch playing Mario Kart. Just like on some Too Fast, Too Furious
Mario
shit.
Mario Kart on the Switch is fun. It is fun. Did you ever actually use, like, separate the controllers and, like...
Yeah, we did. It's tiny as fuck, dude.
Yo, it's so hard.
I got the GameCube controllers.
Those two?
Yeah. Yeah, the purple and the green one are the...
And what do you use those for?
I use them for the fucking Switch.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
You use them for the Switch, like...
I plug into the Switch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
So I can use GameCube controllers.
Yeah, all right, so...
Instead of that tiny, weird-shaped... It's so, you know, my hands are way too American for that shit.
It's so weird.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, so can't you just connect the Switch to your TV?
Yeah, totally.
And what do you have to do for that? You just have to sync it, right? Just mirror it or some shit?
You sit it into a little, that little docking station.
That little shit that...
Yeah. Put the thing in the docking station.
I
have all
that. I just didn't. I never put it on the TV. I barely used it. I mean, it is mine for the kids. And every now and then they want me to play. And I'm like, all right, we can rock. And I always say, guys, you should just put it on the TV. And they don't listen to me.
Yo, you really want to rock? They have GoldenEye on it.
No, they don't.
And you can plug in an N64 controller.
No, they don't.
Or a fucking GameCube controller if you want.
No, they don't.
Yeah, dude, you can download
GoldenEye.
I promise you.
You're lying to me.
Why? The entire Nintendo catalog is available
to
you.
They have Mortal Kombat on there.
I know. They're going to have Apex.
Mortal Kombat fucking... I was about to buy the youngest one. She like, oh, man, they do have it on there.
Told you. I told you, dude.
Damn, do they have all the missions?
Bro, you know what's crazy about that? that it's online, I think.
I'll have to look that up.
Bro, could you imagine playing GoldenEye online?
Yeah, see? What? No, I can't.
Damn. You can play it like fucking Call of Duty, but it's GoldenEye.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You better go get a GameCube controller.
Yeah. Damn, I didn't know. I was going to download Mortal Kombat 4. I was going to buy it for.
Oh, yeah. Someone's fucking getting bopped to this, boy.
You hear that, Wutzky?
Crank that shit.
What you want? Lasers in the basement? Rockets in the stack. Okay.
I bet.
Oh, no, you want power weapons in the complex. Ooh, you didn't know about that one, did you? Okay, bet. Fine, Wusky, we can do grenade launchers in the library. Or do you want to do grenade launchers in the temple? Maybe we can do rockets in the library.
We did rockets in the temple at my birthday party. I remember that.
Yo, listen, the way I shoot that rocket, the way I move side to side and shoot that rocket, yo, my rocket go yum. All right, Wutzky, the way the rockets swing past your head, you're going to hear that shit, and you're going to be like, oh, what the fuck is going on? That thing, you know, it's going to be dan-dan-dan-dan, da-ding. You're going to hear, man, da-ding. Going on. What the fuck you talking about, yo?
Talk that shit, dude.
I am, yo. Cause
but here's the thing about it. He also has a Switch.
What?
Wutz has got a Switch. If they have GoldenEye online for the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, I'm so down to rock.
We have to get it.
I'm so down to rock. I'm so down to rock. I'm dead ass. And I don't play the game. I haven't played it in years. And then I played it one time at Adam's birthday and haven't played it since. Still going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up. You know, I ain't going to say no. I'm just going to leave it alone. Just going to leave it alone. Leave it alone. See you when I see you. That goes for you too, Riley. That goes for you too, Riley.
I think Riley was an option here.
I know he is because I know that he probably thinks he can beat me in GoldenEye.
Almy definitely thinks he can beat you.
So, Almy, what you want to do? Almy, we can do slaps. Have you ever did that? You ever just said, fuck it, I'm just so good, let's just do slaps. And we just run around chopping each other? Huh? I chop the shit out of you. I chop your goddamn hair off. I chop your goddamn hair off. Fuck out my face, man. I'll kill you with a club. I'll kill you with a club! Motherfucker. Fuck is you talking about? When the last time you killed somebody with a club? Never. Fuck is you talking about? PP7 to your motherfucking head. Fuck is you talking about? I don't give a fuck. Soviets and all that shit. Black hell. Motherfucker. Yo, because I don't care. When the last time you played in the facility? Fuck you up, dog. The laser shoots through the fucking store, my nigga. Get your motherfucking head, boy. Y'all better watch out, yo. I'm cocky about a few things. The way I roll my blunts. My work ethic. GoldenEye, don't fuck with me.
Don't go fuck with me, man. And yes, I am using James Bond. Pick whoever else you want to fucking pick. I don't give a fuck. I'm using James Bond. Called it now. Don't say I'm cheating. I already called it. Now. Bitch.
So it looks like you're going to have to play the Nintendo Switch, huh?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm giving me a controller. Get it shaking. I'll download the game. Fuck we talking about? Shit ain't nothing. I'm ready.
I'm going to have to get it now, too.
I'm ready. Yeah, man. Come on. You know it's four people.
What if it's like Team Deathmatch?
Team Deathmatch? If they did it like that, then that would be pretty fun. That would be pretty fun. We could do that.
You know what I mean? You could play like Domination, but it's Bond.
That would be pretty fun. Yeah. Some of the Bond maps are very small.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are ready. I hope you fucking guys are ready.
Get your shit, Ron.
Hope you guys are ready. And yo, and I ain't gonna talk either. That's the thing. I'm talking mad shit now. When we playing, I ain't saying a word. No, I ain't saying a word. That 007 noise is going to speak for me. Every time you die and that red blood drip down, you hear din din din. That's me talking shit to you right now. Din din din, bitch ass nigga. Din din din, suck my fucking dick. Din din din, killed you again. Din din din, one more and I win. Din din din, game over. Put the fucking controller down, cause I fucked you up. The fuck out my face. Get the fuck out my house. Get the fuck offline. Get the fuck out my life.
Come on, Polo. Fuck
out of
here.
Polo.
You want to talk about the NFL coaching hires?
Sure, man. Let's get to it.
All right, cool. It's been a couple of weeks, but we keep getting distracted doing other things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now we can talk about it. New Jets head coach, Robert Saleh.
Jets, Robert Saleh. How you feel about that, bro?
I love it.
Yeah?
I absolutely love it. I mean, that was the number one guy on a lot of coaching boards, and the Jets somehow got him. It has yet to be determined, TBD, as it were, if he's going to be a winning coach, but he comes from a winning background, and you know, he has like a lineage of good coaching, and everyone that I read or I hear speak about him, they're obsessed with him.
I mean, he has a little history.
Yeah, he does. He was like a defensive assistant in college and then started. He's like part of the Shanahan system.
He had some good schools, though. What was it, Michigan State?
Yeah, Michigan State, CMU in Georgia. Right. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Okay. What about the
pros?
He was the Texans.
That's where he started off in Houston?
Yeah, like an assistant linebackers coach or whatever. All right, so. And then was the defensive quality control under Pete Carroll.
In Seattle. Okay. So from Houston to Seattle. Yeah.
And then he was the linebackers coach on the Jags. But that was that was before the hire in San Francisco where he came over as part of that team.
Listen, I'm respecting it. He's not one of those people where, who the fuck is this guy? He popped up out of nowhere. He's a no name.
Yeah, he worked under Pete Carroll. He's part of the...
all this shit going on, man?
Yeah, that Shanahan system. Man.
Texans.
Matt LaFleur. Was the best man in his wedding. Like, they are... Yeah. Yeah, it's the same... It's the same coaching tree.
Matt LaFleur, you should have went for it on fourth, but...
We'll talk about it. If Aaron Rodgers would have had run it...
Oh, man, why did you
On third.
Why did you even throw it to him, though?
He could have had that. Yeah, he could have had that. That's besides the
point. You're still an MVP this year, but...
For sure.
Come on, bro.
Lions got a new head coach.
Did they now?
Okay. Oh, they did. Did you hear his interview?
Oh yeah, Dan Campbell.
That's Motor City Dan Campbell.
Man Campbell. Can we find that in any way?
Yeah.
I would love to find
that. Yeah, Bobby has it.
You do have it. I was about to say I would love to find Man Campbell. I think I might have found it. That's funny. Let me
see if I can find it. It's been battered, it's been bruised, and I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you hey, we're gonna win this many games. I can't, but none of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that shit. So excuse my language. All right. Here's what I do know is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city. All right. Mm-hmm. And the city's been down and it found a way to get up. All right. It's found a way to overcome adversity. All right. And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right. And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right. That's going to be the mentality.
Okay, so let's break this down. All right, break this down piece by piece. First of all, a black dude who just got that coaching job could never have an interview like that, or never have an introduction like that. They'll fire him immediately. Like, nope, this is not professional wrestling. What are you doing, nigga?
He's a football guy doing football things.
Oh man, the privilege. So let's break this down real fast. So he's first of all, he must have the jaw of a Mexican boxer.
Yeah.
How many times is he going to get hit and come back up? What is he? Chris Lieben? What is his name? Chris Lieben? That dude, UFC dude that used to get punched and take it all? What did he do? American Psycho? What was his name?
Fucking Iceman Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, what the fuck, yo? He just kept saying, you got to hit us and we're going to go down. And he like tells you, you're going to knock us down, but we're going to get back up. And then he's going to have to take two more shots to get us down after that.
Yeah, but what I think you're missing is that he's going to bite off your patella tendon.
Oh no, we're going to get to the cannibalism. We're going to get to that part. And he said he's going to take a chunk out of you. Does it bite your kneecap? Where's the meat at the kneecap? Like, why are you biting?
Is I mean, the chip whole cat, whole ass cat.
Is he going to chip a tooth? Like, why didn't he? All right. So you mean to tell me you're going to slide past that whole calf muscle and go for the go for the cap? I'm going for the calf muscle. I'm going straight for muscle.
I'm going straight for the thighs.
I might go for that and that Achilles. I might go for that Achilles. Just, you know what I mean?
I
things in perspective.
Right?
If you really want to
shake
know the
them
truth,
down.
I feel like my fangs might be able to slip through that skin. Might. And if I do, I'm taking a testing with me. Yeah. Yeah.
We going, boy.
After that, he ain't walking no more. With that being said, you're not allowed to do that on the football field. I'm just saying.
For sure.
So, wow. Man Campbell, with that introduction, they're definitely winning four games.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they're about to trade Matt Stafford.
Wow. Did they get a quarterback in the draft?
I didn't
pay attention to the Lions draft at all.
No, I mean.
So you think they're going to
But I think they're
going to
try. They're going to try for this year. They're gonna try and get maybe like a maybe
Stafford this year.
No. Trade I think Matt Stafford wants out. What was I gonna say? I think they're gonna trade him. They're gonna trade Matt Stafford for a late one. You know what I mean? He might go to the Colts and have a resurgence with the Colts. You know what I mean?
Phillip Rivers did retire.
And Deshaun Watson's coming to the Jets. Just write it in ink right now. Put it on my gravestone. How about that?
Listen.
I'm calling it, and I'm going to put the fucking Sportstradamus on it, and then I'm going to put the double lock on it. It's the double Sportstradamus lockdown forever.
For a second, I thought, damn, maybe we do have one of those teams where we can win it all when we got Joe Burrow. Then he got hurt, and that humbled me to let me know, no, Rob, you still are a fan of the Bengals, and that's just how you are. Adam, I really hope you guys get Watson. It's just history says the Jets are just not smart enough to figure it out.
I agree. That's what is so crazy about this Robert Saleh hire to me.
I say that respectfully.
I agree with you. I agree. I 100% agree with
you. Team fanatic.
I know it. I know it to be true. It's just Robert, not, I am right there with you.
I can't picture the Jets getting Deshaun Watson and then out of nowhere. If they get Watson, what, people are going here. So I can't picture Jets getting Watson.
And then Allen Robinson?
Yeah, I mean, yes, someone like Allen Robinson. Because then they get draft picks, and then y'all got a line, then a defense step up. I can't see Matt. Everyone just yelling.
Well, here's the thing.
ETS, Jets.
Here's the thing, Bob. So it's going to be one of two situations here. Either they trade for Deshaun Watson, which is three first-round draft picks. Like, you got to give them three. The Jets have six in the next 3 years, first-round draft picks.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you can go the first one for the next 3 years.
A
25, 26-year-old Watson.
Yeah, sure.
In the depth of his prime. Yes. He is deep in his prime.
You don't get players in this
point. It doesn't happen. That's like, what do you that's do? Like you draft?
Getting, that's like getting Patrick Mahomes right now. Who the Chiefs could would never imagine letting him go.
That is a great way to put it.
They would never let Lamar Jackson go. You would never let Josh Allen go. So many of the young quarterbacks. Justin Herbert. Yeah. Like these teams are not letting these young guys go. You are in a prime situation where, yes, you're going to have to let your young guy go.
But here's the thing. And what if they need a fresh start? He is going to, Sam is going to go.
He can be good.
Dude, Sam goes to the Saints.
The safe Saints.
Could you imagine?
It's a dome. He can be protected. Yeah.
It's fair weather. He's California. And he's got that fucking system that made Drew Brees look like a god.
Yeah, man. I could see it.
Trade it for a two. Make a two happen, right? There you go. Now you still have a first round pick this year and next year and the year after that, even though you traded three. And then you have 3 second round picks this year and 3 second round picks the next year.
Okay.
Because of the Jamal Adams trade and all of the other moves that they've done. Plus moving Sam, you get a two.
Yeah.
It's either that or the Jets have two first round draft picks for the next 3 years.
Mm.
Either side of the situation I'm okay with. I like Joe Douglas, and I love Robert Saleh. I mean, I'd like to see him be a head coach, but he's saying everything right now.
We're going to see.
Urban Meyer went to the Jaguars.
I peeped that. How do you feel about that, Urban Meyer?
I mean, we said it. We talked about it. Yeah, Urban Meyer is a god.
Yeah, he was definitely going to go to...
He's a god in Florida, dude. He is a god. That's Tim Tebow guy. You know what I'm saying? For the people that don't know...
Do you
like,
think Tim Tebow will come back?
Tim Tebow might come back as a coach.
Ooh, nice. Do you think,
as like a running backs coach?
I want to get into Tim Tebow's career.
That was disrespectful, Tim. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll get into Tim Tebow's career in a minute, but let's break down this Urban Meyer thing, I guess. Jacksonville, that's a team that's more than a coach away.
Yeah, they got a lot of good.
They need more work than just picking up Urban Meyer.
They got a lot of good pieces there.
Yeah, but there's pieces there.
But they have the first pick overall, and they're going to get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. Damn. That's fucked up.
Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, dude. It's huge.
I like it. Urban Meyer, can he? I don't remember him ever doing any professional things. I mean,
I don't think he's been in the league.
We could be wrong. Yeah. We don't know.
I don't believe he was in the league.
That's the only thing. Can you adjust because you're used to having full control? You're not telling these guys what to do.
No.
Some of these guys are going to make more money than you, Herb. Well, Jacksonville, I don't know how many players could make more money than him on Jacksonville.
Yannick Ngakoue.
I don't know how much money he's making, but I'm just saying that players make more money than coaches at times. So
right? Ngakoue's on the fucking Jacks?
Yeah.
The Falcons hired Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator for the Titans.
Let me think about this. Falcons... I mean, I guess it was the coaching.
They got a draft or trade for a quarterback.
They got Matt Ryan's done. Matt Ryan's done. Matt Ryan in, but is Matt Ryan still in the league?
Matt Ryan gets a job somewhere else. I think maybe Matt Ryan
not
goes.
Not a backup quarterback, though.
No, I think he gets a job as a starter somewhere else. I think maybe like the Colts or the Lions. Can you imagine?
Lions, yeah.
you know, or like the Steelers, like somewhere where he could just step the right
Steelers.
In.
Steelers.
Nah, dude, Big Ben not going nowhere. Big Ben's going to go down.
Do you think Big Ben retiring?
I think so.
You don't think Big Ben? You think that's why he was crying?
Maybe.
Big Ben not coming back.
Dude, he's the last of the Mohegans. Nah, if it's not now, nah. It's this year coming up.
Oh, yeah, he is the last. Philip left.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, Big Ben. Get the fuck out of here. I want to enjoy my 30s. I'm tired of you. Come on, man. Get out of here. Yeah, Big Ben, go. If Big Ben leaves and fucking Breeze leaves, Big Ben leaves. Rivers leaves. And Brady is still kicking.
That's right.
How? Tom Howell.
I mean, dude, come on. Look Matthew at those Stafford weapons. Is what are we talking about? He threw three interceptions,
yeah,
and they won because of a flag. It's not like...
No. That game was fucked up. All right.
Aaron Rodgers is still going too, motherfucker. What's up?
Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, no, hell yeah. He's still going. He's the GOAT.
Alex Smith. Put some respect on his name.
Alex Smith better retire.
I mean, for real. You got to retire, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you won... You won the comeback player of the league.
They better name it after him.
You have to, right?
The Alex Smith Award.
Yeah, that's the Alex Smith Award now.
He had no leg.
He didn't have a leg.
He just came back to play.
Winning games.
B-line, back to Tim Tebow conversation. Did Tim Tebow waste his career on not being a tight end?
No, I think...
Or not trying to... Like,
I think that Tim Tebow was... Here's the thing. I think Tim Tebow was ahead of his time. He was not nearly as good as the players now, but he laid the groundwork. Mm. A run-first quarterback that's got a big arm that you can build with, that's a winner.
But he couldn't pass for shit.
He couldn't pass for shit.
They gave him a chance.
Yeah, they did. Of course they did. And he won a playoff game.
He did win a playoff
game. He beat the Steelers in the fucking wild card game, right?
Yes, he did. In overtime.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
Demaryius Thomas. For like 80 yards. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Wow.
It's Tebow time, baby.
Damn.
I think him coming to the Jets ruined his career.
I think him not switching positions, he was not, bro, he wasn't good enough to be a starting quarterback. He was so athletic. Tim Tebow could have scored in so many ways. Like, oh, man, I don't know. Tim Tebow, I feel like you wasted. Just learn how to catch the ball. You could have.
He was too busy not having sex with anyone.
Yeah, Tim Tebow, and he was so, and, yo, imagine that. You're just a star. You're a white dude star quarterback. And then you go to the pros and they tell you like how they do most black quarterbacks. Nah, switch to receiver.
No, you're a wide receiver.
Yeah. He's probably shocked. Like, what?
Yep.
No, that's not me. We don't do that over here. So it probably.
They tried to do that to Lamar.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Really,
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, so many. But my dad showed me mad shit about so many black quarterbacks that were just as good. But never got the opportunity because coaches thought that the black quarterbacks weren't smart.
Right.
Black dudes weren't smart enough to play the quarterback position. So just let you run the ball.
You know what's even crazier about that is that up until when did the Giants bench Eli for Geno Smith?
Oh, man.
2 years ago?
Geno Smith got punched in the face.
2 years ago?
2 years, maybe. But three,
IK Umbundala is that guy's name.
That was when he was on the Jets, though, right?
That's who hit Geno Smith.
Did you guys
draft IK Igundala. What?
You guys drafted Geno?
Yeah. 11th overall. It was a bad draft.
It was.
All around.
Yeah,
I think it was a Jimmy Clausen draft, if I'm not mistaken.
Ew. Jimmy Clausen from Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Ew.
Right?
Ew. We're going to have to find that draft. That draft sounds nasty.
Yeah.
That sounds nasty.
Yeah, sometimes they're just not winners, dude.
Is that the Johnny Manziel draft? No, right?
No, I think Johnny Manziel was the next year.
Oh, all right. What happened to the dude with the original catfish? He actually played for a few years.
Monte Teo?
Yeah, he might still be playing.
Monte Teo is playing now. He was on a playoff team.
Was he?
Yeah.
This year.
I forget who he was. It might have been the Saints.
I know he started off in San Diego.
Yeah, I think he's on the Saints right now.
Okay.
Monte Tao and his fake girlfriend.
Fake girlfriend. That's crazy. And everyone, the whole sports world really felt bad for him. For what? Like, I didn't get it. Like, I didn't get
it. Why do you gotta lie about not having a girlfriend?
Oh, that shit was crazy, bro. That shit was crazy. Catfish.
Do you have that Geno Smith draft?
Geno Smith draft? I don't even know what year it was. What year was Geno Smith draft?
I couldn't tell you. Rex was still a coach, so maybe 2011.
I was going to say.
It was after Mark Sanchez, so maybe 2012,
2013. 12. Let me see.
2013. Yeah, I was right.
2013 NFL draft.
You like how I know what year things happen on how the Jets are?
That's sad. I mean, I respect it.
Fucking hate being a Jets fan, dude.
Yeah.
Shit sucks.
That's why I'm so worried about y'all.
I'll tell you what, I've been balls deep in New York sports radio as of late. Yeah. Because of the Nets and the Yankees and the Jets are all making fucking moves. They're all making fucking moves. James Harden, DJ LeMahieu, fucking Deshaun.
I'm trying to find a draft for you, bro. Like, I have it, but they're fucking with me. They're fucking with me right now. Oh, all right, I think okay. I... Wait.
2013.
I think I got it. All right, I got NFL. It. I got it.
Okay. Yeah, I got
where
it.
Where was Geno Smith? I don't see Geno Smith on here.
I think he went in the second round.
Was he a second
round? Oh, did I say 13th overall? He might have been second round.
Might have been. Yeah, you guys... Oh, that's... No, you guys picked...
D-Hop.
Yeah, you guys
picked... And Lev Bell.
Travis Kelce. Sheldon Richardson.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're right.
Yep. Tavon Austin was in that draft. Lane Johnson.
Oh my God. Dude, Ziggy Ansah and Deion Jordan were drafted. Oh my God. The Jets got D. Milner.
Eric Reed.
Yuck.
That's the year they got Justin Pugh. Kyle Long. That was that draft. Tyler Eifert. Yeah, thanks, Tyler Eifert. Appreciate you for being injured for fucking
Kyle Long.
Six seasons. Fuck out of here, man.
D-Hop, dude. I can't believe D-Hop went at 27.
DeAndre draft Hopkins, him. What? Yeah, that's crazy.
That's unreal to me.
Yeah, that's all right. So
that's disgusting.
Is that the steal? Is that the,
that's, I mean.
That's the craziest one in this whole draft?
I think so far.
Whatever happened to D. Milner?
Damn, Jets had mad picks, yo.
No, I'm looking at y'all. What shit the like, fuck? God damn, what happened to D. Milner?
D. Milner got hurt his fucking third game.
And never was the same.
He just never came back. Damn. Le'Veon Bell in the second round.
Giovanni Bernard.
Dude, are you for real?
Wait, Le'Veon Bell in the second round?
Yes. You drive Geno Smith over Le'Veon Bell. Oh, that's Monte Tao. Geno there Smith. He is, San Diego Chargers.
Yeah. Robert Woods. I mean, no, there's nothing crazy. Let me
know. Eddie Lacy, Travis Kelce.
Remember Eddie Lacy?
Tyrann Mathews.
Oh. Travis Kelce in the third round?
Damn. Keenan Allen.
Honey Badger in the third. Oh, yeah. Remember the Honey Badger got caught smoking weed, so they thought he was going to be a bad kid.
Yeah. And now he's playing in the fucking Super Bowl.
Again.
For the third time in a row.
Keenan Allen?
Damn. What a draft. I mean, the draft.
It was okay.
I mean, you got D-Hop. You got D-Hop and Travis Kelce in it.
Some people don't know. That's, yeah. Wow. That's...
But I say that to say this. I'm very excited about the NFL draft this season.
Yeah.
Regardless, if the Jets draft a quarterback at two, I'm happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the Mormon Marauder, Wilson, or give me Deshaun. And I'm in, dude.
Fair enough.
You know, like, just give me Deshaun, and I'm so okay with that.
You guys deserve a franchise quarterback. I hate how, I just don't understand how some teams just can't find a franchise quarterback. Like, come on. And some teams
can
just keep finding them. It's just ridiculous.
Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck.
I don't get it.
Peyton Manning, one year of someone else, and then Andrew Luck.
One thing I can say about Pittsburgh, they didn't have a franchise quarterback really for a while. after Terry Bradshaw. They were like,
yeah, but they had franchise head coaches. Yeah,
yes, they did.
They've had two coaches in the last 20 years.
And then they got Big Ben and never looked back.
Yeah.
What teams? The Packers. You always got to look at the Packers. You keep going from Favre to Rodgers.
That's huge.
That's crazy.
That's huge. You have the audacity to sit Aaron Rodgers for 4 years.
Yeah. That low-key helped Rodgers out, but also his stats would be way better now, too. He got crazy stats, but imagine if he didn't have to sit. Phillip Rivers.
Imagine drafting Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers.
I know. That's crazy.
There was 25 picks in between the two of them, too. Alex Smith went first overall.
And Aaron Rodgers didn't go to, like, 27. That's crazy. What team was I about to say? I forgot the team I was about to say. Oh, you said Aaron Rodgers, Alex Smith. I was thinking of a Manning for some reason, but you already mentioned it. Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
That was the next best one, I guess, you can think of. What other team really had a star?
Saints are about to do it, too.
Saints are about to do it?
They're about to do it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said Saints. Chargers had it when they went Drew Brees to Phillip Rivers.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because Drew Brees was there. He got hurt.
How mad? I mean, but how mad would you be?
But Phillip Rivers had to sit behind Drew Brees.
Yeah.
He did sit behind him for like a year, I think, and then they traded him. And then once Phillip Rivers came in, he never...
Good for Phillip Rivers, man.
Yeah, man. Good for him. Long, steady career. But there's a lot of franchises that just don't have that. They just don't have that quarterback, bro. They don't have that long lasting. It's hard to get your franchise quarterback and then get another one behind it. Especially sometimes it's the quarterback's fault. They don't. They don't like.
I don't even
that
know
guy
what
on their neck like that.
I don't know what it's like to have a steady quarterback. Like to even have like a Tony Romo.
I kind of know how somewhat how it feels.
Carson.
Carson Palmer was legit for a while. And I will give Andy Dalton this. His first 5 years, he won 10 games or better. His first 5 years.
Can't beat that.
No, we went to the playoffs 5 years in a row. It was good. We lost every year in the first round. But 5 years in a row, not bad. I mean, Texans twice, Chargers twice, Steelers once. Sad.
But now you got the kid.
We're gonna see what happens. So
you got
JB
Smooth.
I do kind of know how it feels to have a steady quarterback, but I also know how it feels to have those same steady quarterbacks be unsteady for a very long time. So I just want to know how it feels to just have like shit. Give me a fucking Phillip Rivers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, give me a Donovan McNabb.
Can I have a good quarterback?
A young Cam. A young Cam.
Young Cam, but don't give me now Cam. We're good.
No, I'm good on now Cam.
Yeah, I'm good on
now Cam. But that's why I think it's important to trade for Deshaun Watson. You know what I mean?
Bro, I mean, if you guys...
You got him.
Don't let Miami get him.
Miami, why would they... Why? How? Could, what do they have? Are they going to trade Tua there? Tua is not Deshaun. That's not a fix.
True. No, bro, no.
You take those picks so you can draft a quarterback.
I mean, they still...
That's the whole idea.
They might just throw a bunch of things. Miami might just throw a bunch of things at them. I mean, Texas...
But the Jets have more.
I want y'all to get them. I hope y'all do get them. I really do.
The Jets could literally trade 6 first-round draft picks in the next 3 years to get Deshaun if they really fucking wanted.
Man, you better get your tickets now, bro, because if you get them, tickets are going up.
I don't even know if they're selling tickets. I've already looked. I feel that strongly about it.
Oh, yeah, true.
That being said, I have to get a retired player's jersey because every jersey I get, the player gets traded. So, shout out to Le'Veon Bell. Shout out to fucking Jamal Adams.
Let's go cool. All right, let's do this. Jets jersey that you can get from the past.
Curtis Martin.
Ah, man, cheating. I guess that's the best one, I guess.
Wow, wink or bet. I can get Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn Johnson.
I was thinking Santana Moss.
I have a Santana Moss jersey, actually.
I had a Santana Moss jersey, too, Jets. I had a white, it was white and green, Santana Moss Jets. Man, I wish I had pictures.
And I had a Jericho Cotri jersey.
Jericho Cotri. Go. I Man, get a Mark Sanchez jersey and stop playing.
I have one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yo, go. Yeah. All right, so who else?
Could I also have a Brett Favre jersey.
Wow.
How do you not? He is my favorite quarterback of all time.
Do you have a Vinny Testaverde jersey, though?
Of course I do.
My man Vinny.
Come on, yo.
My man Vinny.
I want that bright green. You know the Boomer years? Super bright green. Mm-hmm. Rich Kotite in them. I want the Keyshawn. Like the Bill Parcells yes, years.
Yeah.
I want that bright green Keyshawn jersey. With the white stripes on the shoulders.
That'd be pretty dope.
Damn.
Oh, man. Shout out to the Jets.
Would you get a TJ Hootsmanzada jersey?
Yeah. I mean, he gave us some good years. He gave us some good years.
Oh, are you guys, speaking of jerseys,
I don't
you
have
guys
many
are,
legends.
You guys
like
are,
you,
you guys are,
he got some legends.
You guys are changing your jerseys.
Wait, what do you mean? We're changing our jersey. Did you see them?
No. They're in the works. They're not coming out this year. They're coming out next year. I sent you the thing on Instagram.
Let me see.
They could have the... Look, here's the thing about the Bengals. They could have the best fucking jerseys.
Oh, I wanted to talk. I was going to wait to talk to you about the thing you sent me.
They can have the best jerseys in the league. Those all orange with the white stripe up the center and the black scratches on the shoulder, the fucking Ojo Cinco ones.
Yeah,
those jerseys are so fucking hard. Tiger. You could do fucking white with orange tiger stripes with black on them.
I don't see it in my thing anymore.
All right, I'll see if I can find something for you.
But I mean. It's good for us to switch it up. We need to look different. We need to just throw away the old Bengals.
Do you feel like those are the dopest jerseys in the league, though?
The Bengals?
Yeah.
We have one of the best. Hell yeah. Well, come on. Listen, if our team was actually good for a long time, people would love to have those tiger stripes and like all that shit. That shit would be fly as hell. Like Bengals, like we have the colors and the uniqueness in our uniforms to be fly. We just not a good team.
Yeah, but you have the capabilities having the most ridiculous ones ever. Cause they're like tigers. You got three or four colors you can do.
Man,
that's
we can
dope.
Have jungles themed jerseys. Like with tiger in the background, some wild shit because of our name. Yeah, our shit could be fly, but you know, we'll see. We'll see. I liked how we had the black and white ones. But I don't like it to not have orange in it. And those jerseys didn't have orange in it. I need the orange in our shit, so.
Joe Burrow's going to look so fucking clean in those all whites with the black numbers.
Bro, I cannot.
With orange tigers on them.
Man, I can't wait, bro. Joe Burrow, you seen him? He walking a little bit. We can bounce him back. Oh, man, I cannot wait, bro.
He'll be back, season. Dude. He'll be back. You guys are going to be good for a long time.
We definitely drafted linemen and... defensive players.
Yeah, you guys are going to be good for a long time. Joe Burrow is.
You guys are going to be good for real long. Just get Watson.
I'm saying.
If you don't get Watson, I'll be iffy on that quarterback.
Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I would almost rather keep Sam at that point.
I don't know, man. Sam needs protection.
Sam does need protection. That's why you use both of your first round draft picks to draft a guard and another fucking tackle. Put them with fucking Mekhi Becton and call it a goddamn day.
Mm. I got to. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Strategic.
Draft a good running back.
Be real strategic.
I need a weapon. Get me Allen Robinson. If we're staying with if we're staying with Sam Darnold, I'm going to have to poach that bear. Poach it up. Yeah. I'm going to have to fucking poach him up. I'll put a salmon in a box. And trap that bear poached.
Yo, you see, not to change the subject, but you see how Trump has his open he started, what is this, a network?
I think it's a, is that a dating site?
I don't know. It says the former president Donald Trump has officially opened the office of the former president.
Oh wait, excuse me, what?
Yeah, he's a
I thought you were talking about TrumpsOnly.com.
No.
That's what I was looking at.
It will run, it'd be run by the former White House aides.
Get the fuck out of here. Hold on. What is he doing?
I'm serious. It says Trump has officially opened the office of the former president, which will manage his public statements and the activities to carry on the agenda of the Trump administration. What? Like, what?
Is he trying to be his own government?
I think he's just going to be like, fuck it. I'm still just going to say everything. I'm just going to pretend to be the president. I think, watch, he's going to just pretend to be a president. He's going to act like a president. Still be putting out statements every day. And
making up offices.
Having news conferences every day and just be...
Dude, what fucking dimension do we live in?
I don't know. Like,
are you fucking all up?
Are you tired of this shit, Trump? Like, yo, you lost. Just go chill. Try to run again in 4 years. Why don't you? Like, chill out.
Yeah. The impeachment didn't go final, right?
And I don't think it's over.
Of course. It's got no standing. Yeah. Yeah. It's not gonna work.
He could definitely run again then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. But here's the thing. He can't run as a... He can't run as a Republican
again.
Yeah,
no, he's already showed won't let him. How much bullshit both sides is.
No, they won't let him.
He already tore them all apart.
What? He's going to run as an independent, and he's not going to get as many votes.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's not happening.
So what's going
to
happen. Look what happens when Bernie Sanders doesn't run as... He runs as an independent against Hillary Clinton.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's much easier to get fucked. Shout out to college.
Let's talk about shout-outs. Shout-outs to Kyrie for showing up in Kobe.
And, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You seen that Kobe jersey?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man.
I gotta go take a thick old piss. Can you do me a favor and fucking filibuster?
Yeah.
Buster? You, man. Thanks.
Enjoy your piss, bro.
I appreciate that.
That's gonna make him piss while he's walking. Hear water and shit like that. Wow, that's crazy, bro.
Like deep in the fucking catacombs of the couch.
It's, wow.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. This political shit, like all this monotony about it. I feel like there's something up. You know?
Yeah. A lot of shit's going on, bro. You see how the Biden administration is looking to speed up the release of the $20 bill with Harriet Tubman on it?
He's just playing.
We want more things than Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill, bro. Like, we want more. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, ain't enough, especially when we're getting all this shit about cryptocurrency. And that's going to take over too. In a full year. I don't know if that's pushing. I don't even know if that shit's true. You already know how.
They're pushing that. Because when you have a cryptocurrency, then you're able to shut down your fucking... You're not allowed to use that website because we've been tracking you online. And you've been saying some wild shit that we don't like. That's against our policy. You don't have a bank account.
If you put money into the cryptocurrency, when can you cash in? Like, that's all I want to know. Or cash out, I should say. When can I cash out?
I think it's a stock. You have, like, an allotted amount of time.
I don't know.
You know, if you put money in the stock market or whatever,
yeah,
you have to wait a certain period of time.
Yeah, but
if you have a broker or something along those lines.
But okay, so you mean to tell me if I put money into the stock market, let's say I put money into fucking Panasonic, right?
Right.
And Panasonic, let's say I put like $500 into Panasonic, right?
Right.
Panasonic, the stock drops. And I'm thinking about cashing out or whatever, but I don't. And Panasonic stocks.
Panasonic,
yeah. The stock rises, right?
Okay.
And now it rises way more than I expected. Now, like, I'm looking at like 5 racks in, on my shit.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, oh shit, man, let me just cash out now. I don't want
before none. It dips again or whatever.
Yeah, I want. I can't do that. I gotta sit there and watch it go up and down.
You can after like 6 months. Yeah, yeah.
There's a window.
6 months, 18 months, something along those lines.
So, and that 6 months, if that shit goes up and down and goes up real nice, then right before I'm able to cash out and that shit drops.
You could probably sell it. You could probably sell it to someone for the amount of money that it is. So, and then they can have that bit of stock. You know what I mean? So they pay you. Like, say, you think it's going to go down, but I think it's going to go up. I'll buy your shares. Mm-hmm. And then you cash out your money, and then I ride it.
Shares went from 500 to 5 racks. I can sell that shit for, hey, it's 5 racks right now. You got to give me 5 racks. Right,
but I think that it's going to be 20 in 2 years.
You'll pay me the 5.
So I'll pay the 5.
To make 15.
Gotcha. Right.
Gotcha.
That being said, I have absolutely no idea how the fucking stock market works, but I figured that that's how that would go.
I mean, it makes sense. It might not be right.
Bitcoin as well. I know people buy Bitcoin. Yeah. Like that dude Isaiah that we had on.
Yeah, about to say. Shout out to him. Yeah, he was on it and he broke it down.
He was like, dude, I'll buy all of the Bitcoin you have. Like, I'll buy all of it. It's fine.
And that lets me know, like, he's really invested into that. And, I mean, shit, he might be right. We might be looking at him 10 years from now. I'm like, damn, you were right, bro.
Yeah.
It was just not enough for me to invest into it. It's not explained well enough. Not even well enough. It's explained pretty well. It's just not explained. It wasn't comfortable. I wasn't comfortable enough. Yeah, because I didn't understand the end game. I don't understand, like.
Right, I don't understand why.
How do you want me to believe? Like, where does this come from? Like, out of nowhere, this shit pop up, and you want me to believe that this shit is going to rock?
Well, that's what money is. That's all money is.
Yeah, but
we have proof behind it. No,
no. We know for a fact. I know for a fact if we go to 7-Eleven with our fucking mask on that we wear from Star Wars. Is Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yes, thank God. Oh, my God. I didn't want to embarrass myself. From Star Wars, that we give them a 20, we're going to get change back. You know what I'm
today,
saying?
Until they
say, well, here's today, the thing.
That's what I mean.
The value of anything, money included, or objects, whatever it is.
I mean, money is
whatever the perceived commodity is, the value is only what it is considered. You know what I mean?
It's agreed upon.
It's an agreed upon amount. Right.
But cryptocurrencies can be manipulated.
Right.
As I mean, say.
Honestly, but they also believing can be, in cryptocurrencies they can also is like be believing erased. In the Bible. Like,
they can also be EMP'd. You can't EMP a $100 bill in
my
pocket.
No, you can't. Not in my pocket. I need living proof. So you're pretty much going off a whim. My thing is, what in cryptocurrency, and none of us can answer this. I'm just speaking, hopefully, the person that can is listening. What did they say to you that makes you trust this thing that you can't see?
And we're just going to have to talk to another expert.
You
know
what I mean? Like,
what
makes you trust them when you can't even see it? And what makes you not?
Right. Well, I mean, the same can be said about having a bank account.
No, because my money, I know, is there. Like, I know my money's there. I put it there. I didn't put no crypto money in nothing.
When it's in there, they are moving it around. They're spending it. And that's why there's that buffer, especially with stocks.
Of course.
They're taking that and they're giving themselves enough time to move around.
I'm sure that if you put digits. I'm sure if I that's put my money in the bank, if someone shows up and they need to withdraw some money out, they might take some of my money out and they might not go, it might not be processed for me to find out. Right. And by the time it's time for me to use my money, it's already covered, maybe, I guess. I don't
fucking
know.
But here's the thing is that the Fed is fucked up. Now nothing is backed by gold, really. Like, that's
what I'm saying.
It's not backed anymore.
How did we get trillion dollars? Yeah, but here's the thing. We have more printed money.
John McClane protected Fort Knox. We were good.
We have more printed money than we do gold to back it. So we've created a debt.
Eyes are bigger than our stomach.
Of course. And our stomachs are bigger than our wallets. So
for sure.
And our dicks are bigger than our brains. Welcome to America.
That's going to be a long title for the show, guys. Make that shit go around like a rainbow. That's a long fucking title. That's a good one.
That's funny. Did you see the trailer for King Kong versus Godzilla?
Yeah, I did. I did. We can talk about it, or we can watch it. Whatever you want to do. You want to talk about it or watch it?
Let's see if I can. Actually, here, hold on.
All right, while you look it up, let me just give you my take on Godzilla. Never a fan. Was never a fan of any Godzilla movie.
They say he's got to go.
The last light has it. Godzilla. The last Godzilla movie I think I saw was the one with Ferris Bueller Day Off in it. Was he in? Was that Godzilla?
He was.
I think that was Godzilla. I'm just not. You know what I don't like about those movies? It's too dark. And I'm not saying dark and, oh my God, I can't take this. It's gory or it's too, like, extreme. No. No. The fucking scenes. And for me, those scenes are just too dark. It's always nighttime or some bullshit. Like, yo, fuck is going. Am I the only one that thinks that?
Y'all
never know. It's always raining. It's always nighttime. That, yeah. Like, I say, like, come on, man. I can never really see
you.
Yeah,
I get that.
Like, it's just frustrating, and I hate that shit. Hate that way. You know movies like that? Miami Vice with Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell.
Did you see Pacific Rim?
Yeah, a lot of dark scenes in there, too. Pacific Rim, my girl
loves
that.
It's too shaky and shit. Pacific Rim. You have to take
it. See, but now King Kong, on the other hand, I like him. I like him.
Did they do a King Kong? That's racist.
I said why.
I like him because you actually see him. The world needs him. You can't because in the Godzilla movies that I've seen, I told you it's always rainy and it's always like dark and shit. Like,
oh, you're still speaking of the atmosphere.
Yes.
Yeah. I
knew that they had a bomb. Yeah.
That's a really fucking stupid reason.
Why? You can't. One, you can see, one, you can't. Look, who they showing right there? Look, why is it always raining when Godzilla about to show up? I know that's King Kong right there, but I'm just saying. Godzilla going to show up?
It's just going to happen in real life. That's what's going
to
happen.
All right, but I want them to show me Godzilla during the day. He better be out here during the day. All right, here he is during the day. He's coming out, though. Can Godzilla fly?
Maybe some bullshit.
Can Godzilla fly?
No.
What's up?
Oh. It's Godzilla. No shit.
She just knows. Like, oh yeah, that's my boy. I seen the movies. This shit's so whack.
Why do they make these movies?
Like, for me, goddammit. They do it for me.
No, like,
you don't understand how much I love a kaiju movie, dude. That's what Godzilla movies are. They're kaiju movies. King Kong, Pacific Rim. They're all supposed to be really fucking stupid and cheesy. And they gotta try and take it serious because they gotta show respect. But King Kong versus Godzilla. And then the next one is gonna be King Kong and Godzilla versus Mecha Godzilla. And I can't fucking wait.
So what they did?
But I agree with you.
Locked up or something? And they told him that if you fight,
I don't know.
Godzilla,
I didn't see King Kong
out.
One. I didn't see the. I didn't see the first King Kong where they introduced King Kong into this universe.
I can't, man. I'm just not interested. And
I was under the understanding that King Kong was significantly smaller than Godzilla.
Yeah,
I thought he would.
You know what I mean?
I thought he was just a regular gorilla.
Well, no, he was at least like Rampage.
He was big as hell. You're right. He was big as hell. He was jumping the buildings. And shit.
Yeah, but he wasn't Godzilla big.
Godzilla was big. Godzilla, but he is now. You've seen him. He's tall as shit.
Man, Godzilla was stepping on cities.
Yeah, true.
King Kong is still like
King Kong just punched him in the face
still,
and dropped him.
There's still a tree big enough for King Kong. You know, there ain't no tree big enough for Godzilla.
He just hooked him, and Godzilla fell.
Yeah,
I mean he did hook him.
Hit him with a fucking face blast,
and then he suplexed him.
And then a blast shot out of Godzilla's mouth like a beam to the sky, whatever that is. You seen that one before?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
He just did that. Shout out to that movie. I'm not watching.
You don't fuck with like Mothra, or like. The big moth one.
Never seen that. Wait, so you like that movie with
the Pacific Rim?
No, you like that movie with the shark?
No.
With
No, it's with, different.
Jason Statham?
No, you know that's different. Omega? Nah, that's different.
That's different.
I don't like Deep Blue Sea. I don't it's not the same thing. You don't like it's got to be a big movies. Monster attacking a city.
Got you.
Or a group of monsters. I
understand the Pacific Rim thing. I get that.
Those movies are terrible, but I love watching them. Does that make sense?
They are so terrible.
They're so bad, and I love every second of them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get high and watch Pacific Rim tonight.
I understand cheesy things. I like some cheese. I'm not into that type of cheese, but I like
no, it's cheesy Gordita Supreme, dog.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's cheese. That's a little more.
It's so cheesy.
Yeah, man, it's not my type of cheese, you know? But
you didn't fuck with Pacific Rim, though.
Honestly, it was one of those movies where I didn't want to watch it. So when I was watching it, I didn't want to. So I was just like, this shit is, I'm not watching this. So it was just on. And I didn't watch it. So honestly, bro, I can't even tell you if it was good or bad.
I understand.
I didn't feel like watching it, so I didn't.
Would it sway you at all to know that Jason Almey has it on Steelbook?
I'll give it a try. You know, it's funny. I was watching Endgame. I put on Endgame before I left.
Hey.
Thor got fat?
Thor did get fat.
He was... All right, so you want to know where I stopped watching?
Where?
They went back in time to where it was the first Avengers, actually.
Right.
And, the Hulk walked by. He was beating people up, and he went running by. And they told the now Hulk to not smash too much shit. And yeah, that's when I was like, all right, I gotta get out of here.
Oh, really? Do you have it paused? Are you gonna finish it?
No, it's not paused.
No, yo, that's when the movie starts to get really good. That's when all the crazy shit happens.
No, that shit not paused. I just left that shit run. I left that shit running like water, boy.
Yo, for real. That's when all the crazy shit starts to happen. All
right, and I mean, it's on...
They gotta go back and get the Tesseract and shit.
I got Disney Plus, so I'll just go back and watch.
Bet. Have you watched WandaVision at all yet?
So, no, I didn't watch it. My girl's son was watching it, so I did actually, like, you know what I mean? One of
peeped
those.
It, yeah.
Seems so confusing, bro.
Yeah, I know. That's what everyone's saying.
It was mad weird, so I was watching. It looked like they was in, like, I Love Lucy.
I think that's the...
And then they were...
They're inside her brain, and she is imagining this.
Okay.
Is what is going on here.
Yeah. But it was like, all right, so there was an I Love Lucy, but then that shit would, like, their real life would melt into I Love Lucy. So then the characters in I Love Lucy would start talking to them. It was like, you know, when you in a movie where you're dreaming and someone's talking to you and they're saying something that whoever is talking to you outside of your dream is saying to wake you up. It was kind of like one of those things at certain points. But I didn't really get the full grasp of the show because I didn't really watch it too much, but
got it. Yeah, I haven't seen it
yet. Got a glimpse of it.
Yeah.
That Denzel Washington movie that's coming out on HBO Max.
HBO Max.
Yeah, I think it's HBO. That looks good. I want to check that out.
Who else is in that? I forgot. It's Denzel and someone else I like.
I gotta
I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, me neither. But I gotta check it. I think it's called The Collectors. No. Is it called The Collectors? I'm probably thinking of that because I'm thinking of the fucking dude we were talking about before.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, and also Denzel was in Bone Collectors. So then I'm mixing up the movies.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Was Denzel in Bone Collectors? No, he wasn't in Bone Collectors.
Equalizer? No. That was 2014.
Equalizer, no. Equalizer.
Oh, yeah, The Equalizer 2.
Equalizer 2? No. This was a movie, like, he was a detective.
It's called The Little Things?
The Little Things. Yeah. The Little Things. The Little Things will catch you and trip you up if you don't pay
attention. Oh, they finna catch you. Oh, they bear trapped him.
Or they will
poached him. They poached him up.
You know what I mean?
I've never seen that work before. Like where someone like a circle and a rope.
No.
Yeah, Little Things.
No, have you ever seen a fucking real bear trap? Those shits look so vicious.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm like, yo, you trapping a bear with this shit? Like there's no, you can't just like let him step on a branch and then a net drop down on him so I'm safer than
no, it? Yeah, really.
A fucking yo, bro. A bear trap.
Jared Leto.
One bear trap to my fucking ankle and I'm dead.
You're done. They're cutting it off at the knee.
That shit coming smooth. My leg coming smooth off from a bear trap.
Yeah, you're taking it off at the knee.
Oh, God. That bear trap. I feel bad for any bear that actually got caught in that shit. Just a scream.
Shout out to Bernstein and them.
You try your bears.
Yeah.
You try your bear sound again, caught in a trap.
You did it.
Oh, well, thank you.
I don't know what a bear sounds like.
Me neither.
I don't know if it sounds like a cow or not.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, boys.
Probably more Rory for me.
More what?
Rory.
Oh, like a roar?
Rory.
That's like a lion, though, no?
Rawr.
Get the fuck out of here.
You want to talk about dinosaur buttholes?
I don't, but you do. So lay it on me. Lay it on me, you butt crack.
So there was the first preserved dinosaur butthole, and it was perfect and unique, a paleontologist says.
First of all, why are you reporting that?
Dinosaur butthole ever discovered is shedding light on where the sun don't shine.
My thing is
scientifically known as a colloquial vent. Nice. It's for pooping, peeing, breeding, and egg laying and colloquial things.
How is it the first butthole, and how do they know that it is a butthole for a dinosaur?
Facts. That's a good ass question. How you know it's a dinosaur butthole if you haven't seen the dinosaur butthole before?
So they've been dealing with dinosaurs all these years.
Hold on.
Gotta be the butthole.
No.
Look at it. It's the butt. It got to be the butthole. Look. It's still got a little pooper.
No, they found tissue that was shaped like a butthole.
So now dinosaurs are using Charmin's. What in the fucking world?
No, like human, like not skin really, tissue.
I heard what you said. I don't know. I just had to stick with my
But name. They found butthole skin, and it was petrified, and they dated it. What, yo?
What skin?
Butthole skin.
Okay. And who went to school for that? Who went to school to determine the difference between regular skin on a dinosaur and the skin in their ass?
Because it's shaped like a butthole, dude.
I hate this shit. I hate this story. I hate this story, but tell me more.
They found the butthole, dude. I know you don't believe in dinosaurs, but...
No, and I don't. And
do you believe in buttholes?
This is making it even worse. You can't come to me and be like, look what we found after all these years, a dinosaur butthole. And it wasn't on a dinosaur? So it was just a loose butthole in the dirt. Get the fuck out. Oh, my God. They just found a loose butthole in the dirt and said it had to belong to a dinosaur.
I think it might have been attached to a dinosaur, dude. I don't know.
It better have been. That shit better have been attached. I mean, I would respect
it. What if it was just a stray butthole?
Like, what? How? All right. If your butthole falls off, like.
Yo, what if your butthole falls off?
You know how many things I would have, you know, all right, if there was a butthole in the desert, you know how many times I probably would have walked past that little ass butthole before I, like, assumed that this is a dinosaur butthole? I'd have kicked that shit like it's a rock. Like, look at this flat rock. Like, it's the butthole. Like, it just has to, all right, what would the butthole look like if it was?
Yeah, it would probably look like a butthole, dude.
What does the back of the butthole look like?
The opposite of the front? I'm not really sure.
Like, when you really think about that.
You're going to have to cut off somebody's butthole to find out.
You can't, though. When you really think about the actual butthole. If you cut off the butthole, it's just a bigger hole. It's still a butthole. If you cut off
someone... You just expanded. You can never cut off...
Yeah, you can never cut off a butthole until you... I mean, until you cut off the point you get to the back of the pelvis. And then at that point, you're cutting the dick off. But if you...
Star swipe.
If you get to the butthole and you cut it off, it's just a bigger. You just become a bigger asshole.
Straight up. That's bars.
I'm on my thinking thing today. That hot chocolate, it's the extra marshmallow. Thank you for the extra marshmallows.
I knew you were a marshmallow connoisseur.
You know what I mean, that's why I'm a novice and you're an expertise.
Advanced in marshmallowing. I have 25 years of experience marshmallowing.
No, fair enough. I don't know how you figured that out.
I don't even fuck with marshmallows like that.
Me neither. I like them, but it's not something that I get every time I go grocery shopping. We get a bag of marshmallows.
No, old Stony Bologna over here had to get...
I would love... They need to make more of those. I should look it up right now, see if they got different flavors of those.
Swiss Miss?
You know, Swiss Miss?
I think they're Swiss Misses. I don't know. No free ads. Who cares? Yeah, I think we're turning into a little pumpkin there,
are we?
Robert.
I was really enjoying our... Dinosaur butthole talk. Conversation.
I know. I can't wait to cut that and make that our new promo.
it's just weird, and you know it. You know it's weird.
I agree. That's weird. Why I brought it to you.
Why did they come?
Because I wanted to warrant this response.
You got what you wanted too.
I did.
At least I hope you did.
This and every episode of the Simmons & Moore podcast is sponsored by the Jiu-Jitsu Soap Company. Go to the jiu-jitsu-soap.com right now and use code word SAMPC to get 15% off of each and every one of your purchases. The Jiu-Jitsu Soap is an antimicrobial pro titty soap made right here in New Jersey, Monmouth County, U.S. of motherfucking A. Don't be a stinky bitch. You already know what it is.
Yep. This and every episode of Simmons & Moore podcast is sponsored by Official Clothing. Use code word SAMPC and get 25% off of your first and only purchase. You heard Cass last week. Don't fucking act stupid, man. Don't do...
You should just pretend. Just pretend.
Well, fine. We'll pretend. Use code word SAMPC and get 25% off of each and every purchase.
That's right.
Sorry, Cass. It's not me. But with that being said, man... Oh, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, they sell jewelry.
Man, listen, bro, if you're looking for some dope shit for your man, for your lady, holla at Kaz, man.
Velvet wavies come soon.
Velvet wavies coming soon. It's going to be heart-colored wavies. You already know the color of the heart. That's black, duh, right? No?
Yeah.
We're all hearts are black now in 2020. But yeah, man, go to official.com, use code word SAMPC, get 25% off of your first purchase.
The Simmons & Moore podcast is part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Yeah, we are, man.
It's pretty fucking cool. And as we said earlier, we have added a seventh ring.
Expansion. Untrained eye. Get your eye trained.
It's us, the untrained eye.
Yeah.
HT Nas.
Yeah.
Shit happens when you party naked.
Yeah.
The Plunge, yeah. The Hood Diner, and yeah. Failing Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
And the Creatures of the Night, baby. Mm. We're here. Creatures fucking get used to it.
Night. I love that.
Can you give me one clean one? One more.
Creatures of the Night.
Thank you, Almy. Do me a favor. Clip that.
You got it.
Bobby, where can people find you on the internet?
Man, they can find me at Bobby D. Moore, SAMPC, Bobby D. Moore, official IG, SAMPC, Twitter, respectively.
You can find us at sampc.bigcartel.com. Mm-hmm. You can follow Bobby Light at
Versace_Jedi
and sometimes yeah. Beans.
Yes, sir.
Because beans, sometimes. You
know? What about you, bro?
Earth_2_Adam. I'm thinking about changing it.
What are you going to do?
Maybe Simmons D. Adam.
Simmons D. Adam. I was thinking about changing mine too. I'm just going to switch my name around.
Yeah.
It kind of, when I thought about it, it kind of sounded cool because it's like you want more of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
More Bobby, you feel me?
Yeah, I like it. You guys made me like it more.
Guys, if you're first time listening, thank you so much. If you're a long time listener, we fucking love you.
Yeah.
Big kiss.
2021, stay in the gym.
Go inspect those buttholes.
It's just, yo, everyone really think about that. Cut off a butthole. It's still a butthole. It's still a butthole. You cut the asshole, you're still an asshole.
I mean...
So in other words...
Any hole can be a butthole if you try hard enough.
Cut the shit, people.
Yeah.
Cut the shit.
Come on, Polo. The fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Polo. That's all I want to hear. We'll be right back.
run, run, nigga, run, jump, nigga, jump. Come here, they come, run, 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 run. Gun with the drum, bum, bitty, bum, slump in the trunk. My city go dum, 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 dum. 151 rum in a blunt, young nigga, num, num, num. And he got a little gun, a little bitty killer, really doing it for fun. Give him a little bit and he'll get a nigga done. Son of a guy, son of a bitch, son of a woman, a man, son of a son, and it's sunken abyss. I'm in a plan, please come with a script, cover my back, cover man, please come with a blitz. Look at this statue.
Racism is still a thing, even for robots.